The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Lorna Siggins, Mayo. Mayo is a five-seater and it's Fine Gael's strongest constituency, and by rights, they should perhaps be running five candidates for the five-seater, given that the party leader, Enda Kenny, is running in Mayo. The outgoing TDs are Enda Kenny, Fine Gael leader, his party colleague Michael Ring, who's a poll topper or comes second behind Enda Kenny, as happened last time, and GAA manager John O'Mahony, who's over in the east of the county. Then you have Fianna Fáil's Dara Cleary, who is a junior minister in the outgoing government, and he's one of the young Fianna Fáils who actually coined that phrase, Ogra Fianna Fáil. And Beverly Flynn of Fianna Fáil, who had been an independent for a time in that constituency as well, and who decided before this election that she wasn't going to stand. Fine Gael is running the same team, including Michelle Mulhern, who was mayor of Ballina and who ran in 2007 and polled very well. She actually polled, 5,500 first preferences in 2007. So you have Kenny, Ring, Mulhern and O'Mahony on the Fine Gael ticket. You then have Dara Cleary obviously running again for Fianna Fáil, who would also be very strong in Ballina, and he'll be running head-to-head against Michelle Mulhern. Fianna Fáil has also added a second name to the ticket, a new name, Lisa Chambers, who's a trainee barrister, and they're hoping that maybe she might sweep up some votes, presumably for Cleary. You have a Sinn Féin ticket of two women, Therese Rouen, who's the sister of the North Minister for Education, Katrina Rouen, and who's involved in Mayo Intercultural Action, and she's worked with marginalised and community organisations. And Rose Conway Walsh, who's up in the Belmullet area, who actually has a master's in local government. She's a mother with a couple of young children, and she would be very well known in the Erris area, and she did very well in the last local elections. Labour is running Dr. Gerry Cowley. Now, Labour has a very, very small percentage of the vote in Mayo. It's not a Labour area. They got 1.16% of first preferences in 2007. And Dr. Gerry Cowley, who is a GP, well known on health issues and working with returned emigrants, and he topped the poll in Mayo in 2002, something that Fine Gael will never forgive him for. And then he lost his seat in 2007. Some observers think that was because he became very involved with the Erris community opposed to the Corrib Gas project on health and safety grounds. But as Cowley has pointed out himself, he actually topped the poll in areas like Rossport. He did very well, and he is still in favour of a windfall tax and a better deal on the oil and gas licensing issue. So he says he hasn't turned his back on that issue, but he's also very involved in health and emigration issues. Then there's a number of independents. There's a Green Party candidate, John Carey, who's in Kilmaine. And then you have independents, including Michael Kilcoyne, who would be the strongest of the independents, Martin Daly, Loretta Clark, who's one of the oldest candidates in the general election at 75, and she's running on a charter for the elderly, and Clifford Reid. And Michael Kilcoyne is a candidate that all of the parties will be worried about, because Kilcoyne is a former member of the Labour Party who left the party when he didn't get added to the to a local election ticket. And he has done very well. He was elected as an independent councillor in 2004 and in 2009. Pulled a very, very strong vote in 2009. He's a former chair of the Consumer Association of Ireland. He's a SIT2 area organiser, and he has also held a clinic in Castlebar every Saturday for the last 6 years. All the parties would probably like to say that Corrib Gas is not an election issue, because they like to pick the election issues, and obviously jobs and emigration and the temporary layoffs at the Baxter Healthcare plant in Castlebar, they would be real issues, and health issues and the future of Mayo General Hospital, that's always a concern. But Corrib is the elephant in the room, if you like. Corrib has split communities up in Erris. There has been a lack of real political involvement, apart from people like Dr. Gerry Cowley and Michael Ring, who has always been very supportive of the community up there, and that's part of his electoral area, if you like. And there would be people who would say that Endakenny's failure to have any real involvement in finding a solution to Corrib is one of the reasons that perhaps he isn't actually Taoiseach material, given that this project is in his constituency and has been a source of a lot of controversy and heartache and upset over the last 10 to 12 years. I think that Fine Gael will definitely take back its three seats. I'm just not sure now that it will make the fourth one. And that's really because Dara Cleary is very strong, and also because Michael Kilcoyne is a force to be reckoned with. And it's something that Labour obviously would be very upset about as well, that Kilcoyne decided to become a late entry in this race. So I actually think it will be Fine Gael 3, Fianna Fáil 1 and Independent 1, for which I will probably be hung.